Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, Sports Huddle. Mike Max and Sid Hartman in studio. Dave Mona, dispensed to spring training in Arizona, joins us from our satellite office down there. And the head coach of the Golden Gopher football team, PJ Fleck. PJ, good to hear you again. We have not talked as frequently since the season ended. What for your head football coach, the signing days now, you got two of them, so February is a little bit different. What have the last 2 months been like for you since we last engaged?
Oh, wow. Well, a lot of clinic time, you know. We're still recruiting in January, really focusing on the next year's class. And then when you hit February, you got Nike clinics, you've got Glacier clinics, you've got clinics all over. You got your players on campus. You're working on your winter conditioning. You get a chance to be with your players as well for a very limited, short amount of time per week. So it's been very productive, you know. And our staff has been able to get together football wise. A lot of new coaches on staff, and being able to blend them together and get them ready for spring ball, which starts next week.
Sid,
what about the new recruits? How many new ones are in camp, and how many do you think might help you?
Hey, somebody's got a 100-year birthday coming up here, I think, in a few days.
Well, so,
we're all looking forward to that. Century mark for you, Sid. So we're fired up, man. That's the only thing we're focused on. So when you talk about the players that will actually play, we don't know yet. You know, we've got eight guys that joined us for the spring practice in terms of coming early, and we like the way they look. We like the way they work. We're going to need some young guys to be able to help us fill in for depth and here and there, especially on the defensive side of the ball. So, we'll find that out more in spring.
Dave?
PJ, at that time of year, I started putting the games on the calendar, and I was looking around a little bit, and one of the magazines that's out talks about the 10 top Big Ten non-conference games of 2020. They've actually got two of your games on there, Florida Atlantic and BYU. BYU especially, not a familiar opponent, but a big name.
Absolutely. I mean, the two people we're going to face out of conference in terms of at the Division I A level, FAU had a tremendous year last year, 10-plus wins last year with Coach Kiffin. And I know they return a lot of people, especially a really, really athletic and a really accurate quarterback who's very talented. And then BYU is always a tough football game. And everybody always knows that. When you go play BYU, whether that's home or that's away, those are grown men. I mean, a lot of those guys are older. A lot of those guys are 24, 25, 26, coming back from their mission, and they're ready to be able to play. And they're very physical. They've had a lot of success in the last few years, and they've got a really good quarterback in the Wilson kid. So, you know, we've got a wonderful non-conference schedule and some intriguing matchups.
Sid,
any of the new ones that are in camp, are they have outstanding work? Can they help you this year?
Well, we'll find out. You know, we got to get through spring ball first to see if these guys are going to help us. You know, they just got here a few months ago. They're adapting to, you know, new life, you know, in terms of being able to adapt to the college life and college football, and all the expectations we have for them. But they're doing a really good job. We'll find out more who's going to be able to help us once we get through spring ball and into spring ball.
Yeah, but I have to say, one of the things that watching last year as that season unfolded, it's not an X factor. It's the steadying factor to me. The fact that Tanner Morgan has mastered that position and makes so few mistakes has really got to help a coach in terms of confidence and how you can bring an offense along, doesn't it? Because you know you've got a really smart, cerebral quarterback there.
Well, we do. I mean, you know, when you look at all of our quarterbacks, whether that's Jacob, whether that's Cole, whether that's Zach, whether that's Tanner, they're all very smart. They're all hard workers. They all love to compete with each other, and they're all exceptional leaders. And when you have room like that, when you have a room like that that controls the football game, as a quarterback position does, you have a chance. Then you're throwing in Mike Sanford now, who our system, for the most part, will be the same. But when you look at what Mike Sanford does, he brings this technical edge, this true technical footwork, the throwing from the foundation. He played quarterback, has coached quarterbacks his entire career, and he's got this energy level that's off the charts. And all of a sudden, you plug that into our quarterback room, and now all of a sudden, we have something I think that's really special. And you can already tell our quarterback's feeding off of his energy, his positivity, in terms of how he builds them. I don't think our quarterbacks have worked as hard in their entire life in the last few weeks that they've had over January, February in our winter conditioning program. And you can see them continue to develop and get better and constantly get challenged every day.
Dave?
PJ, you lost two running backs who have been here since the beginning of the 20th century or 21st century. You got Muhammad Ibrahim back. Talk a little bit about the running back situation, because we're going to see some new faces, it seems like.
Well, we are. You know, there's a young man by the name of Cam Wiley, which we got a chance to see a little bit last year. We redshirted him, only played in a certain amount of games, up to four games. A kid from Las Vegas, Nevada, he's 6'2". He's getting close to 200 pounds already, and he's going to have a phenomenal offseason, and we need him to. But he's big, he's strong, he's a strider, but he's really quick and really explosive, really fast, maybe one of the fastest kids we have on this football team. And he's going to be somebody we've got to be able to develop. Kenny Burns does a really good job with our running backs, but he's got to get him to expedite his growth, and we definitely will as a redshirt freshman. And then you look at guys like Bryce Williams, who played year one, but we redshirted him last year, who helped us beat Wisconsin and do all those other things. It was him and Muhammad, the two freshmen, when Rodney and Shannon got hurt. So he's back into the mix. Kai Thomas, a young man who was Gatorade Player of the Year in the state of Kansas, and he just joined us. He's got a long way to go and a lot of room for improvement, but he gives us the ability to get some depth. So we might not have those one or two names that everybody knows, but Muhammad's probably one of those names. But everybody else there has got to be able to earn it. They're going to have to be able to make a name for themselves, and that's the exciting part in February going into March of how you can be able to build your football team and what you're going to look like, you know, come fall.
You see some redshirts moving in and playing this year, and even though you got so many starters back.
Yeah, we're going to need to. You know, offensively, we have a lot of people back. But guys like Cam Wiley were redshirted last year. Bryce Williams was redshirted last year. And then Jason Williamson. You know, I mean, a lot of people forgot about Jason Williamson, a kid from Owatonna. And when you look at what he's going to do as a redshirt freshman, he's a big, strong, physical back. And then you go to the defensive side of the ball. That's where we're going to need a lot of young guys to be able to fill a lot of depth. You know, the Carter Coughlins are not here anymore, and Kamal Martins, and the Blake Cashmans are gone, and, you know, the Antoine Winfields are gone, and Thomas Barber's gone. So who's going to be the guys that fill in for those roles? And a guy like Mariano Sorimarin, who played last year, is going to have a huge role in what we do. Braylon Oliver, who really played a little bit last year, is going to have a huge role for us as we continue to go this year. And he's matured and stepped up. And then guys in the secondary, excuse me, everybody knows about Jordan Howden, but now all of a sudden you have Tyler Newbin. And we're going to bring in some other freshmen, bringing in three safeties, that those guys are going to be able to help us. So we might get a little bit even younger on defense as we gotten older on offense. Now we're coming back to be able to build that defense, and we might be a little bit younger, a little bit more inexperienced than we were last year. But as a whole, we've got to find a way to be better.
Dave?
Yeah, PJ, not asking you to give away your game plan, but one of the really fun things about the game against Auburn was the emergence of the tight ends. It seemed to take Auburn by surprise and made great contributions. Do you see the tight ends playing a bigger role moving forward?
Well, absolutely. You can't shove a square peg into a round hole. If the tight ends aren't ready to be able to be a big integral part of the offense, it probably won't be. Last year, we felt like we had a chance, and then we had some guys hurt, so it wasn't huge in what we were doing. This year, it's going to be a huge part of what we're doing. We feel like we've got three really experienced tight ends that can really play the game, and four tight ends, we feel, that can really play the game and play it at a high level. And I think we're going to – and Mike Sanford, everywhere he's been able to use the tight end a lot more. And I think that's what we want to develop into, what we wanted to develop into. And year four at Western Michigan, we used our tight end. It's a unique position that you got to be ready to use it, and you got to be able to use it at a high level if you're going to use it. Because if you're going to use it, that means you're taking a ball that could go to Rashad Bateman or Chris Alton Bell or Demetrius Douglas or one of your backs, and it's got to be worth it. And for us, it is worth it. And we're at this point where our tight ends have really evolved. Clay Patterson is doing a great job of coaching them. And I feel like that's the best the room has been since we've been here.
Sid, give him a Murray certificate. Tell him what he's won.
One more question, at least. Do you think the fact that those guys went to the combine, if they make it in the NFL, do they help your program?
Well, of course. Anytime you have players drafted in the NFL, it's going to help your program. And look, a lot of people use things against us that, oh, well, we haven't done this or haven't done that, or we haven't had an offensive lineman drafted in 16 years. That is all going to change very quickly over this year, next year, the following year, and they'll never be able to use that against us again as we continue to go through rebuilding and building Minnesota into a champion. So I'm really excited. Those four guys that are at the combine right now deserve everything that they're getting coming their way. We're very proud of them. We're very happy for them. And those are guys that's going to set the foundation to what we're doing into the future as we continue to get lots of players drafted every single year that are coming through our pipeline that we recruited, developed, and then put in the NFL. And it's going to be a really exciting time over the next decade for Gopher football. You see this change of how many players from Minnesota are drafted, not only because of their talent, but their culture and NFL-ready. And that's what's really exciting. So congratulations to those guys. And we've been following them all weekend. And appreciate everybody's time. And happy birthday, Sid, coming up. And we'll see you at the birthday party.
He's ready for his Murray certificate now, Sid, and he wished you happy birthday.
You think there'll be big competition for all positions?
Okay, one more question, PJ.
You got it. I mean, he's going to be 100. He can ask me 50.
That's right, man. as he told me a little while ago, I said, what's it feel like to be almost 100? He says, I ain't got there yet, so let's not talk about it. He's going to get you a Murray certificate, though, so that you can bring your lovely bride to Murray's. Right, Sid?
We'll get your Murray certificate like we always do, and we hope you start being on every week.
You bet. We will, man. We will. Appreciate it. Pro the boat, Scotty Mott, go for it.
Thanks, PJ. Kevin Warren, when we come back, stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.